And that is the sort of ordeal poor Eliza has to go through for months before we meet her again on her first appearance in London society. It is Mrs. Higgins at home day. She awaits her guests in the drawing room of her flat on Chelsea Embankment. It is between 4 and 5 in the afternoon.
Henry, what are you doing here today? It's my at-home day. You promised not to come. Go home at once.
I know, Mother. I came on purpose.
But you mustn't. I'm serious, Henry. You offend all my friends. They stop coming whenever they meet you.
Nonsense. I know I have no small talk, but people don't mind.
Oh, don't they? Small talk, indeed. What about your large talk? Really, dear, you mustn't stay.
I must. I've a job for you. A phonetic job.
No use, dear, I'm sorry, but I can't get round your vowels. And though I like to get pretty postcards in your patent shorthand, I always have to read the copies in ordinary writing you so thoughtfully send me.
Well, this isn't a phonetic job.
You said it was.
Not your part of it. I've picked up a girl.
Does that mean that some girl has picked you up?
Not at all. I don't mean a love affair.
What a pity.
Why?
Well, you never fall in love with anyone under 45. When will you discover that there are some rather nice-looking young women about?
Oh, I can't be bothered with young women. My idea of a lovable woman is something as like you as possible. I shall never get into the way of seriously liking young women. Some habits lie too deep to be changed. Besides, they're all idiots.
Do you know what you would do if you really loved me, Henry?
Oh, bother. What? Marry, I suppose?
No, stop fidgeting and take your hands out of your pockets. That's a good boy. Now, tell me about the girl.
She's coming to see you.
I don't remember asking her.
You didn't. I asked her. If you'd known her, you wouldn't have asked her.
Indeed. Why?
Well, it's like this. She's a common flower girl. I picked her off the curbstone.
And invited her to my at-home.
Oh, that'll be all right. I've taught her to speak properly. And she has strict orders as to her behaviour. She's to keep to 2 subjects, the weather and everybody's health. Fine day and how do you do, you know, and not to let herself go on things in general. That will be safe.
Safe? To talk about our health, about our insides, perhaps about our outsides. Oh, how could you be so silly, Henry?
Well, she must talk about something. Oh, she'll be all right. Don't fuss. Pickering is in it with me. I've a sort of bet on that I'll pass her off as a duchess in 6 months. I started on her some months ago, and she's getting on like a house on fire. I shall win my bet. She has a quick ear, and she's been easier to teach than my middle-class pupils, because she's had to learn a complete new language. She talks English almost as you talk French.
Well, that's satisfactory at all events.
Yeah, well, it is, and it isn't.
What does that mean?
You see, I've got her pronunciation all right, but you have to consider not only how a girl pronounces, but what she pronounces. And that's where...
Miss Eynsford Hill.
Oh, Lord.
How do you do? How do you do?
My son, Henry.
Your celebrated son. I have so longed to meet you, Professor Higgins.
Delighted.
How do you do?
I've seen you before somewhere. I haven't the ghost of a notion where, but I've heard your voice. Oh, it doesn't matter. You'd better sit down.
I'm sorry to say that my celebrated son has no manners. You mustn't mind him.
I don't.
Not at all.
Oh, have I been rude? I didn't mean to be.
Colonel Pickering.
How do you do, Mrs. Higgins?
So glad you've come. Do you know Mrs. Eynsford Hill?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Miss Eynsford Hill?
How do you do? Has Henry told you what we've come for?
We were interrupted, damn it.
Oh, Henry, Henry, really?
Are we in the way?
No, no, you couldn't have come more fortunately. We want you to meet a friend of ours.
Yes, by George, we want 2 or 3 people. You'll do as well as anybody else.
Mr. Eynsford Hill.
God of heaven, another of them.
How do you do?
Very good of you to come. Colonel Pickering.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And I don't think you know my son, Professor Higgins.
How do you do?
I'll take my oath I've met you before somewhere. Where was it?
Well, don't think so.
It don't matter anyhow. Sit down. Oh. Well, here we are, anyhow. And now what the devil are we going to talk about until Eliza comes?
Henry, you are the life and soul of the Royal Society's soirees. But really, you're rather trying on more commonplace occasions.
Am I? Very sorry. I suppose I am, you know.
I sympathise. I haven't any small talk. If people would only be frank and say what they really think...
Lord forbid.
But why?
What they think they ought to think is bad enough, Lord knows, but what they really think would break up the whole show. Do you suppose it would be really agreeable if I were to come out now with what I really think?
Is it so very cynical?
Cynical? Who the dickens said it was cynical? I mean, it wouldn't be decent.
Oh, I'm sure you don't mean that, Mr. Higgins.
You see, we're all savages, more or less. We're supposed to be civilised and cultured, to know all about poetry and philosophy and art and science and so on. But how many of us know even the meanings of these names? Hmm? What do you know of poetry? What do you know of science? What does he know of art or science or anything else? What the devil do you imagine I know of philosophy?
Or of manners, Henry.
Miss Doolittle.
Here she is, Mother.
How do you do, Mrs. Higgins? Mr. Higgins told me I might come.
Quite right. I'm very glad indeed to see you.
How do you do, Miss Doolittle?
Colonel Pickering, is it not?
I feel sure we have met before, Miss Doolittle. I remember your eyes.
How do you do?
My daughter, Clara.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I've certainly had the pleasure.
My son, Freddy.
How do you do?
By George, yes! It all comes back to me. Covent Garden, what a damn thing.
Henry, please, don't sit on my writing table, you'll break it.
Sorry.